News. I'm Pam Puso. Shopkeepers are cleaning up in Chicago following a destructive night of looting. The unrest erupting after police shot and wounded a black man.
After police shot a young man, an unruly crowd began to hurl things at officers as they held the line to protect the crime scene. Deputy Chief Delonda Talley says the violent outburst from the crowd was a direct response of one agitator.
Michelle Fiore with Fox 32. Court challenges could be coming to the executive order signed by President Trump over the weekend.
The executive orders provide protection for people facing eviction, as well as student loan relief and a payroll tax cut. President Trump also signed an order continuing enhanced unemployment benefits.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Democrats call the orders weak. The Treasury Secretary says there's room for compromise. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Weather, in a word, oppressive. I mean, at 9:01, we're at 85 out at the airport. When you figure in a dew point of 75, you come up with a heat index at 9:01 of 94 already. Today's high in the upper 90s, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. There'll be more to go around today on the radar, but still a lot of towns will get skipped. Overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we go up a notch on the rain chance. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in generous supply, maybe 40 to 50% coverage easy, with a high near 96 both tomorrow and Wednesday, and near 105 on the heat index again. So oppressive. Then scattered to numerous storms, we go up another notch on the rain chances Thursday and Friday and Saturday. But still no guarantee that you're going to get lucky at your location. Some places will get very lucky, and others not so much. Right now this morning, again, 85 degrees. That's your oppressive forecast at 9:02.
Yeah, when I walked outside, usually at like 7-something when I rode in, it's not bad. Yeah. It was bad this morning.
Well, at, when I was doing
so humid.
My video at a little bit before 4 o'clock, it was 78 degrees, and I was almost breaking a sweat when I was walking the dog around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I do the top-down test, and usually it's not bad, but today it is. Oppressive is the right word. And you know, I had this thought, though, over the weekend, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way we can take Joe Biden to the zoo and then just put him in front of, say, like... certain exhibits and be like, Joe, what animal is that?
That's a long-legged, long-nosed gray man. That's a gray man right there. That's the wriggly guy right there. He wriggles all over the place.
I guess he's getting out more and more now. I think he was at it at a church meeting some people here over the weekend. And,
he was.
And, but still, he's not going to be going to, the Wisconsin to even accept the TV studio accept the nomination.
Well, and he was asked again when he was visiting that church about his fitness, and he said,
"Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental as well as my mental fitness."
Right,
and to make.
Yeah.
Well, that settles it for me. He's fit as a fiddle.
And you shouldn't be laughing.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Like, you shouldn't be laughing. But he would be fun to take to the zoo. It's like, Joe, what's that animal right there? It's a squish-faced little French boy right there. He's hairy. He's like, you mean a gorilla, right?
You know, so I guess that it's too late in the process now for the Democrats to do anything. Yeah. I mean, they just have to prop him up right now.
Right, right. And then they'll... they'll get out their steely knives to quote the Eagles. And, but they just can't kill the beast.
Did you do anything fun, or were you pretty sedate this weekend?
No, I got to see a lot of family this weekend.
Good deal,
Uncle the priest, the Monsignor, came up. And then,
how's he doing?
He's doing great. For those who know, Father Bill Skinecki.
I miss talking to him.
He's great.
But we've had some great conversations.
And then my brother came down from Decatur.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Talked to him.
Yeah. What's your brother's name?
Will.
Yeah. Gotcha. 10-4. Well,
yeah, it was good, and then I got a lot of stuff organized at the house.
Ask me what I did.
What did you do?
Not a damn thing.
Richie,
nothing this weekend. Zero. I mean, little trips to the park with the dog, little tiny ones.
Well, he did bust in the studios this morning, or Saturday morning in here.
I did. I did come in on Saturday morning.
I felt like I was on an episode of Cheaters or something. Rich busted in. What's going on in here? We have a morning show. Who's this people with a morning show?
Well, I get jealous because...
Why are you wearing a fishnet top?
Get out of here. I get a little jealous.
Greg seems to like you guys better.
No, it's understandable. See, everybody takes for granted what they have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Greg's out there slumming it on the weekends and forgetting the guy has been by his side for years.
Right. How about your Monday through Friday people?
Greg, you ever heard of the song Stand By Your Man, you know? Come on. I'm in a good mood today. You
know? All right. So, stock market's up. Temperature's up.
Yeah,
and I'm getting out of here.
All right. Well, and just so you know,
if you get a cough, please leave the room.
Yeah, guess
that's why Rich is leaving.
One coming on.
See you guys.
See you, Rich. More news and views, and by more I mean this continuation of this long slog through the pandemic and election season. This hour of news and views, first hour, always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Check out Dan Black Studios today, especially if you want to transfer those old videotapes. Like Betamax, VHS, little camcorder tapes, all those old tapes you can get transferred. It's been extended 50% off for News and Views listeners when you transfer those old tapes to a DVD or digital file for your computer. But you got to call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell Dan Black and the team that you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off. News and Views officially begins in mere moments.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager after a deadly shooting last week. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Quintarius Norman with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jamar Harris. That shooting happened last Thursday in the 2200 block of Woodley Square West. Montgomery police are investigating an early Sunday morning shooting that injured one man. Police say a man walked into the hospital with a gunshot wound after a shooting in the 2600 block of Shadowwood Court. Police have yet to announce any arrests and say the victim's injuries are non-life-threatening. Governor Kay Ivey issues another reminder for Alabamians to mask up in a video message Friday about stopping the spread of COVID-19. The message comes a week after the governor extended Alabama's Safer at Home order until the end of August, also making masks a requirement in public. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks for Alabama News Network.
Hey, Dad, it smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot, they scratch,
they fog up my glasses. But when it comes to staying safe, they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives, get our economy moving, and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It starts small. No soy milk. Almond is fine.
Okay.
But then your boss tells you to switch offices with Jeff.
But...
And when buying a car, you know you have to compromise.
Well, what about the all-new Nissan Sentra? It's radically redesigned with zero-gravity seats, a quilted leather interior, and it has the most standard safety features in its class.
So, no compromise then. Okay.
Refuse to compromise with the all-new Nissan Sentra.
Ward segmentation 2020 Sentra versus latest in-market economy compact class competitors. See owner's manual for safety information. Availability of features vary by vehicle model year, model, trim level, packaging, and options. Base models compared based on manufacturer's websites.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
I got hairy legs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Come on, man.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell live from his kitchen. How are you?
How you darn?
I'm all right. We got Eddie Bader in the house, manning the phones. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well. Hey, how are you, fellas?
So, where to begin today, gentlemen?
Cray cray.
Where to begin?
You want to begin? There's some local interesting stuff that I just learned from Nancy Drew, a.k.a. my niece.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man in Hampstead over the weekend on Saturday around 2 o'clock purportedly driving a truck captured on one of those doorbell apps, you know?
Yeah, like Ring.
Yeah. Walking by, sort of a tall, slender guy in his early 30s, wearing jeans and a shirt and a cap, and offering children ice cream. I think he approached two boys age 11 and asked them if they wanted ice cream. Then there's some conjecture that this guy sells ice cream, going around selling ice cream to construction sites around, so people may know him. Mm-hmm. But it's been like 3 days since it happened, you know. Well, 2 days yesterday and so far today. No one has come out saying, yeah, we know who this guy is. He's harmless. So I think the cops are looking into it.
Okay.
But anyway.
Did he have a...
Be on the lookout.
Did he have one of those, like, trucks slash vans that played the music?
No, not that I know of. Okay. It looked like a normal truck.
You know, to this day, when I hear the ice cream truck, I get a little excited.
You and me both.
Yeah. Now, I don't... Wait, do you actually go buy ice cream?
In fact, one day I was at a a place that I had for rent, and a bunch of kids were there, and I said, hey, man, I'm going to buy all the kids ice cream. You know, ice cream man was coming. Really, I wanted ice cream, and they wanted like a pig. So I bought all them ice cream, and then one of the ladies next door, a good friend of mine, Miss Tellis, she's about 84 years old. She come out, she said, hey, boy, what about my ice cream?
Well, Eddie, if you don't mind sharing what happened to you last week in the morning when you woke up, you know, there's a guy on here, Seth Spotlow. You know him?
Yes. Back? Spot Seth Lowe.
Spot Seth Lowe. Yeah, he's on the afternoon show occasionally. He's been on this show once or twice.
Yeah,
and we go way back when I was doing the nighttime show. And Eddie, last week, you were opening up a pack of Little Chocolate Donuts. It's a Breakfast of Champions.
I thought so.
John Belushi telling me.
Yeah.
As you're opening them, what happened?
Seth called me. He said, what you doing, fat boy? Right at that moment when I'm opening up my donut and drinking my chocolate milk.
And that's a deadly combination.
And so I wasn't surprised. You said, I go to the ice cream truck.
Yeah, you shouldn't surprise anybody.
You enjoy life, so that's a good thing. But no, if that's that is odd. That's suspicious if you're just walking around without a truck or music.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like a silver or gray truck, and I told my niece, I said, I got one of those. I'm not going to Hempstead. She said, yeah, but you're not tall and skinny. So I thought that was kind of mean, but true.
Fair enough, yeah. Well, we need a little more truth these days. Well, it seems the national politics is even on our Alabama daily briefings, and so, you know, we know about it. The president signed a bunch of executive orders on things that Congress wouldn't come to agreement on. And, of course, I don't love it. I don't like a pin in the phone for the president.
I don't like this executive order business.
No. Yeah. We got to stop it. I didn't like it when Obama did it. I didn't like the Bush signing statements.
Right.
Where he'd sign a law and then turn to the camera and go, now, look, I'm not going to enforce this part of the law. Like, I don't like that sort of stuff from the executive. Some of it they can get away with, but it seems to be escalating each preceding president. So, not a great look, but the politics of it might work in the president's favor. That he, you know, he's daring the Democrats, essentially.
What it does, though, to the American people, and I thought about this earlier, it underscores the deadlock in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it look like the Democrats are being obstructionists. I think to the normal person, that's what it looks like. Of course, there are Republicans that have criticized him for it.
Sure.
You know, hey, Republicans, a message from me. Keep your mouth shut until November. Then you can trash him all you want to. But until then, we need to have a united front, because this election is uphill. Right this minute, it's uphill. And we don't need to keep biting each other in the back and jeopardizing our chances of keeping the Senate and reelecting Trump. Because if we don't, it's adios to our way of life.
It really is. Biden is a Trojan horse for more radical elements. That guy ain't on top of things. You know the thing. You know what I mean.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's just bizarre that the media is letting him get away with staying in his basement.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, though, with these executive orders. It's Trump projecting, like, I'm taking charge of the crisis and of the pandemic. And also, it's Trump essentially saying to Democrats, go ahead, sue me for making sure people aren't evicted. Sue me for making sure people keep their money through payroll taxes. Go ahead, take me to court. You do it all the time anyway. Like, I think he has a good political argument. But in terms of the legacy of how this affects our constitutional system, I don't like it.
I don't honestly like that part about it either.
What
people read into it. Well, every time he doesn't get his way, he issues an executive order.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm also of the camp, more reading I've done, I don't think we need another stimulus.
No.
I don't either.
We haven't spent
the money
last time.
These people are making more sitting on their ass at home than they do at work. They're not going to go back to work.
And here's the crazy thing. The last stimulus, gave that $600 in unemployment extra from the federal government.
Right.
The executive order the president just signed extended that but cut it to $400, which is still quite a supplement to state unemployment levels.
Yes.
But people's incomes definitely went up. Without unemployment benefit, with the PPP programs, And with the $1,200 or $2,400 checks for individuals and families, respectively, people's income definitely went up because of the stimulus. But people's demand, consumer demand, went down. That's the damnedest thing. Like, this did not stimulate the economy. It just put more money in people's pocket that they're not spending.
Well, a lot of people are using that money that, because you can make it to turn it into cash, it's easier to spend and not know what it's being spent on.
Right, that too.
You know.
That too.
Well, let me ask you this. Are they using it to pay their electric bill? Would that show up?
That would show up. But you're talking about those should be built in. Consumer purchases did not go up. In
like fact, your large goods type deal?
Consumer demand went down because a lot of businesses were restricted from actually selling things at the consumer market.
That's very true.
And also, as in my case, the irony of it, the federal government, the Treasury, with this great check and this beautiful printing on it, very patriotic, sends me $1,200 and I just send it right back to them in 2 months.
Well,
it's like, thanks for the money that...
They let you hold it for a minute.
What is this? Like, I find it frustrating. Though, you can already hear me getting frustrated, Jack. And I can hear the frustration in your voice, too. These Republicans not holding the line.
Right.
Oh, my God, it makes me insane.
I've actually got a new alarm clock that is... I have a light that slowly fades on, and that's relaxing. But if I don't get my butt up after that, I've got a new alarm clock. It's a...
What is it, Nancy Pelosi?
No, it's Will Ferrell from... You remember that movie, The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell, and so this is my late alarm. Like, if I don't get my butt up, and especially if I'm cranky because of the politics, this is what it sounds like.
You wake up in the morning, you say, I put on my big boy pants. Look, I'm wearing a belt. I got big boy pants on. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on? You got your big boy pants and your snack? I can say big, loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself? In a democracy?
It's a nice wake-up call. It works.
Does that come across on your phone?
Yeah, exactly.
I would throw it across the room if I heard that.
I could just see Biden, though, coming out in the morning, and somebody pushed him a little bit, and then that's his rant, right?
Yeah. Big boy pants on.
I can be loud.
Yeah, it's what a crazy time. I was talking with, of all folks, my grandfather over the weekend. He's in his 80s. And I was asking him very frankly, how do you feel about, you're in your 80s, how do you feel about these guys and gals up there in D.C. right now who are in their 80s still running things? Like, when he looks at, Biden, when he looks at somebody like Trump, but in the case of Biden, his honest opinion, because he's dealt with it, is he doesn't think Biden has dementia. He thinks Biden is just getting old. And that seems to be the fact of things, though the cadence that Biden puts out there is odd. It's almost like he's on something. I mean, how dare you, though, Joey?
Come on, man.
Like, how could I say he's on something? I would love to know whether or not. This is a theme from last week. I want to know the regimen of all the drugs all these yahoos running the country are on.
Dude, he's got to be on something. I'm 50, and I'm on things that the doctor is giving me now. That man's 80.
Right. Well, there you go. There you go. 272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can turn those old home videos, those old VHS tapes, Betamax, even those old little camcorder tapes, you can transfer those into the digital future, a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off here for the month of August. But you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell them you're a news and views listener to get that 50% off. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team there at Dan Black Studios, and a great sponsor here of this hour of news and views from 9 till noon. Before this break, should we take a phone call, Jack?
Sure.
All right, let's... Wait, this is DP?
I think it's DP from Titus.
From Titus. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Been listening to your show this morning, and wanted to bring this into the picture. Joey, you're not too hip on this executive order bit. I understand your feelings.
Sure.
But, you know, sometime as divided as this nation is, you've got Republicans bitching because they're spending too much money. You've got Democrats that are just spending, that our great-grandchildren are going to have to pay for. And the thing about it is, the American people right now, there's 20 million people out of work. They're not necessarily in Alabama, but all over the nation. And, you know, that extra money is going to help them. I'm one of the unfortunate few that are still out of work. And without that stimulus, I'm hurt.
Right.
So, you know, the president had to do what he had to do, because these people need to, Congress is so divided that, you know, the man had no choice. And I really hope and pray that the Democrats try to sue the president over this situation. Because let me tell you what, you think the everything is neck to neck in the presidential election. Well, I'll tell you what, if they sue, it's going to be a shoo-in for Trump.
Well, I mean, and I hear your point. I guess you see my point, too, that we have rolling crisis after rolling crisis, and we're breaking with more and more norms and constitutional standards. So I understand where you're coming from. Because we're here local, because we're friends here, I want to ask a hypothetical that doesn't often get brought up.
Let me say one other thing before you ask me.
Sure.
Let me ask you one other say one other thing before you ask me that hypothetical. The state does not pay me. I don't make that much money on a regular job, okay?
Right.
So my state unemployment part of the picture is not that much. I couldn't live off of it until my job comes back. So that enhancement is going to help me immensely. Now, I wasn't hip on the $600, but the $400, that will pay my bills. It won't give me nothing to stick in my pocket extra,
right?
But it will pay my bills.
So here's the hypothetical. Yeah. Is if Congress did nothing, which they've done, and if the president did not do these executive orders and you didn't have that $400 coming in, just a tough question, what would you do?
Well, I don't really know what I would do, Joey. It would put me in a situation to where I would have to default on credit cards. I'd have to default on my mortgage payments and stuff like that, because I wouldn't have enough money to pay it.
Right. And you wouldn't be the only one. And
right.
If you had a lot of people doing that, you could have a massive cratering of the system. And so I don't want to demonize or put down anybody, because everybody seems, a lot of folks will put it that way. Millions and millions of folks are in this situation. But I'm hoping when we get out of this, we start getting our house in order to where we don't have this sort of threat where things could crater just from one shock to the system again.
Right. Well, it's a domino effect, you
right.
know? And one other thing I want to bring to your attention. Yes, Alabama is opening back up, but there's a lot of businesses out there that can't hire people back because they have no demand for the product.
Right.
There's still too many people out of work. So they're not spending the money, you know, to like me. All I'm doing is just paying my bills. I can't go out there and spend extra money, because I don't have it. So, you know, it puts like I said, Alabama is opening back up. But a lot of the businesses that are opening back up, they just don't have the demand for their product. So they can't hire all of their people back. That's what happened to me. Yeah, the business that I work for is open, but they just don't have enough business to hire me back yet.
Right. Well, DP, I appreciate you sharing your story and your perspective, too. I think you make a lot of good points, and it's we got to see, you know, what people are going through, each and every person. I think you're absolutely right. If the Democrats sue, and essentially what Trump's daring them to do, I think it definitely helps him, or the election's a runaway.
I think so, too. And let me make one other point, and I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
The difference between a Republican and a Democrat. A Democrat, although he knows he's wrong, in the back of his mind, he'll fight you to his last breath. And a Republican will sit on his ass and bitch about it and do nothing.
No wonder I'm a Republican,
well, you're not
DP.
Wrong there.
Well, it's true.
No, it is. It is. We got to run, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 272-9228, if you want to get it on the program. And it is the tough reality out there. Like, and what I keep saying to myself is, okay, there are individual instances and millions of those individual instances, like he just described, but how are we in this situation to begin with? That's the problem. And it seems like we've been in a perpetual crisis for quite some time, more than just this pandemic, talking about our fiscal and monetary policy. But here we got to hit our break. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
We'll be right back.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal. And the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, and federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of old home videos that are not only collecting dust as they sit in your cabinet or up there on the shelf, they're also deteriorating over time. That means you're losing those memories that you saw fit to film. So transfer those at 50% off for News and Views listeners. Those old tapes with a VHS Betamax, those little camcorder tapes, you can get them transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off, but only for News and Views listeners when you call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house.
How you doing?
We've got a caller on line one here. Now, he calls all sorts of shows. It used to be he used to have, like, TVs and multiple radios on in the background. I think he's coming to the digital future himself. But let's clear the decks. John DeVoe.
I knew it was John DeVoe.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Real good, John. Hope you are.
Pretty good, by the grace and mercy of the good Lord. I'm on one of Montgomery's buses and headed on the other side of the town from where I live at on a city bus. And at this very moment, I'm standing on Fairview Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of the old Calhoun Foods. And
oh, okay.
I think that every elected official on the city and county level in Montgomery should periodically ride the bus, especially those that are responsible for financing it and making sure that it is second to none when compared to other public transportation systems in other cities and counties that have almost 300,000 people in them. Like Montgomery County does. And they should periodically ride it just to see, you know, what it's like to ride the city bus and what shape they're in and those types of things. The city of Prattville is having their election on August the 25th.
Yeah.
In Alabama, you have to register 2 weeks, register to vote 2 weeks before any election for your vote to count. The last day to register and have your vote count in the election on August 25th in Prattville and in Autauga County and the other cities that are having city-wide elections.
The 11th?
Millbrook is Tuesday, tomorrow the 11th of August. And so we do want to remind everybody, if you're not registered, you got until tomorrow to get registered if you're going to vote in the election on August the 25th. You can do it online at www.alabamavotes.gov. And in order to register online, you do have to have a valid Alabama driver's license number or a non-driver ID number. If not, then you'll have to do it the traditional way.
Yep.
They had a very good mayoral candidates forum that was this past Friday at 7. Just let me know when to get back on. They had a good forum this past Friday that was at 6:30 p.m. and it was on YouTube.
Right.
And it was a video forum. You know, it was a YouTube forum.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was done on YouTube. And then you go to if you go to YouTube and type in Prattville Alive or Prattville 2020 Prattville Mayoral Forum.
Right.
There's an interview there with Dean Argo and
who do you like in the mayor's race, John? Gillespie or Argo?
Well, I'll put it like this. Argo has some things going for him that's pretty good, and Gillespie does too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about Argo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Argo's not from Prattville.
Right.
But his wife is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means, you know, is his wife is a Prattville native, graduated from high school.
But, John, do you live in Prattville?
I was born in Montgomery, but reared in Prattville.
And where do you live now?
I now live in Montgomery, but my mother and our family lived in Prattville. My mother's siblings live in Montgomery. It's only 30 or 45 minutes.
But at the end of the day, I get it, and your legacy, but in your history, but...
I've always felt comfortable in both cities.
But on this election, you're going to be a spectator like the rest of us Montgomeryans.
Yes. I am watching. And, okay. And listen, there's no part of Prattville, north, south, east, or west, that I don't have family members and friends or people that I know my entire life to this very day.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate the call.
Take care, John.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings.
And with you and your spirit.
Enjoy the bus ride.
272-9228. Yeah, it's not like we covered Prattville last week.
Now, Joey, in John DeVoe's defense,
yeah,
he did let everyone know that if you want to register to vote in that election, you got to do it by tomorrow.
Right, he did. He did say okay. that.
So he gave us a little good public service announcement.
Right, yeah.
You radio board runners who have no patience with John DeVoe,
mm-hmm.
y'all just got to get over it.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
272-9228.
We'll see if Jack's mind changes once there's a studio downstairs and Jack's in there and other people call. We'll see. We'll see how patient he can be.
Patience is not my thing.
272-9228 if you want to get on the program. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May. Even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Montgomery's favorite mattress store since the last century, and I'm sorry to say the amazingly successful last half of July sale is over. I was going to start a back-to-school sale, but that's kind of a sore subject with folks now. So Mr. Salmon Mattress is now having an awesome August sale. This sale will absolutely end on August 15th because that's when our Labor Day sale starts. What I am trying to say is Mr. Salmon is always having a sale on Central Alabama's largest selection of mattresses, beds, and headboards. We won't sell the cheapest of the cheap, but we do have a nice selection of budget mattresses, a whole lot of queen sets between $4.99 and $8.99, and our premium sets now include Beautyrest Black, Serta Eye Comfort, latex sets from Jameson and Sutherland. We also stock adjustable bases, and we have a few special purchase full-size adjustable bases on sale for only $4.99. We have added more bedroom suits, and we can special order. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thunder showers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness, and
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
When was that made?
That was the clip where he said, come on, man. You're asking me if I got... No, I haven't taken a test.
Oh, man.
Why would I take a test? Like, I mean, before this interview, have you been taking cocaine? Or are you a junkie?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Gosh. It's going to be fun. The more interviews he does, the more that Donald Trump does. Man, woman, person, child. And speaking of stupid fake news... Fake news might be the enemy of the people, according to the president. But I think if you ask the president, it's also the friend of his. Like, that enemy is a good enemy for Trump to have. For instance, last night, Trump tweeted out throughout on all of his social media, he screen captured a CNN story. Quote, White House reached out to South Dakota governor about adding President Trump to Mount Rushmore, New York Times reports. Trump captioned that by saying, this is fake news by the failing New York Times and bad rating CNN. Never suggested it, although based on all of the many things accomplished during the first 3.5, perhaps more than any other presidency, sounds like a good idea to me. And then he tweeted out a photo, and I don't know if you could see this very well, Jack, but he tweeted out a photo of Mount Rushmore with himself in the foreground like he's... like he's on Mount Rushmore.
He tweeted that out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So he just plays right into that stuff. And then, of course, Biden, keeping an update on Biden's social media. This is Biden 23 hours ago. Our planet can't take 4 more years of Donald Trump. Our planet.
Our planet.
It's so over the top. Of course, he's talking about climate change, or now he's calling it climate crisis. All right.
Good Lord.
You've got a new form of energy, stowed up your backside there, Joe? Like, okay, then, come to me later with that nonsense. 272-9228. Let's talk to, I think this is a good friend of, yours and all of us. Joel. Hey, Joel.
Hey, I was wondering, did y'all ban Boomer T from the show? Because, he was on Jerry Willis's, about every day he was talking bad about Jerry Willis. Jerry's running for re-election, and I thought maybe Boomer was banned from the show or something. I kind of enjoyed him getting on there.
No, not as far as we know. No, I think I know.
He chat my ass about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then he didn't call back for a while, and then he called back. And everything was okay, but he just hadn't called in a while.
And he hadn't been calling that often in the last few years. He'll every once in a while get a shot in, but...
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered, because like I said, it was almost every day that he was saying something bad about Jerry. And then all of a sudden, you don't hear nothing about it with the election coming up.
Who's running against Jerry? Is he running unopposed?
No, he's running Greg Jones.
Yeah, Greg Jones.
City councilman, him and Jerry was good friends. I don't know what happened there, but and Greg is a retired captain with the state troopers. Hmm. So both of them are good men. So we definitely can't go wrong.
I agree.
That's good.
But y'all have a fantastic day. Jack, you too, behave yourself.
I will, Joel. Don't you worry.
Now, I got a text over the weekend, Jack, and so I'll just ask you on air. Why not? We'll do the business behind the scenes on air. From one of the candidates for Millbrook mayor, actually the guy challenging the incumbent, Tim Love, he texted me saying, y'all going to have the Millbrook candidates on. And
sure, if y'all want to call in, either one. Al has called, but he's called about other
about the pandemic, how the city was handling it. But yeah, I welcome the invitation to Al Kelly, to Tim Love. Be happy to have either of them on. It'd be a lot of fun. And same thing with the Wetumpka mayor's race. So, be fine by
me. You better hurry because we don't have long. Yeah.
We don't. 272-9228. Quick programming note. A gentleman named Austin Chambers will be on the program here at 10 a.m. in the 10 o'clock hour. He is the head of the Republican State Leadership Committee. The president of the Republican State Leadership Committee. They look at a lot of down-ballot statewide office races around the country. So I think he is a really good guy's brain to pick to see, like, hey, what's going on out there in all the states? Because those down-ballot and how competitive the races are, how energetic people are, tell you a lot.
How far down-ballot, like state?
Yeah.
When it says state committee, you mean people running for state offices?
Yes, yes.
Like governors and...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and he's worked on a lot of, you know, also federal elections, like, you know, governors, but also Senate candidates around the country. Very knowledgeable guy. We can talk about also, like, the redistricting coming up after this 2020 census, maybe how people are campaigning with the coronavirus as a factor. I can't imagine because, you know, I've done the old canvassing thing, going door to door, and I guess you got to be careful these days.
How'd you like that, Joey? The canvassing thing?
I did not like it.
I didn't think
Why do you think I got into radio? 272-9228. And I'll tell you what, Jack and Eddie, everybody out there listening, people are, especially in local elections, they're intense about, where's my sign? I ordered a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, please don't.
God
get
forbid
me started.
Someone steal your sign.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
It's absolutely. I was the guy who had to deliver signs on one campaign, and it was nuts. And I was pretty efficient, but dadgum, people are heated about that. It's the little things that get people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you bend over to tie your shoe and the lace breaks, that's what sends you to the madhouse.
Did you?
So be careful next time you bend over.
Did you ever see the video? There's a guy that had Trump signs along his front yard, and someone kept stealing them. So he wired an electric fence to it and put up a camera. So sure enough, this lady pulls over one morning, grabs them signs. She's so stupid, she grabbed it a second time. That was great.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Again, this hour of news and views, first hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, and take advantage of 50% off for the month of August on all those old videotape transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of the first hour of news and views. More news and views when we come back.
I got a little girl, she's on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Quick segment here to close out the first hour of the program. Your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, has yet to roll back into the picture live from his kitchen. On Jack time, folks. That's how he is.
That's right.
Eddie Bader in the house, man in the phones for us. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Again, this hour, News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off here for the month of August on all those old videotape, whether VHS or even Betamax. Who used Betamax? But if you did, and you filmed some old family videos or big events like graduations, or seriously, it could be just like an afternoon in the backyard by the pool with the family that you caught a great moment. You want to preserve those today at 50% off before they not only collect dust but deteriorate. Those tapes lose their quality over time, and they're not making those machines that do the conversions like they used to. So get it done today. But also, Dan Black Studios can do video production for you, full production from the ground up, whether it's a TV commercial or online branding video. Maybe you have to do a presentation in court or for the church or for the business. They can do an incredible video production job for you. Or if you have already shot some raw video footage, say you're a realtor like Eddie Bader here, Dan Black Studios can put that together for you in a great presentation. They also convert old audio tape cassettes. And for those of you who don't want to take all those old CDs and put them onto a thumb drive, they can do that for you so it's compatible with that new car stereo. Dan Black Studios does it all when it comes to video and audio production as well as restoration. So check them out today and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Or check them out online at danblackstudios.net. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
How you doing?
I guess we only got about a minute or so here, so we should say our hellos to our in-studio guests for this upcoming second hour of the program. Austin Chambers, he is the president for, what is it, the Republican State Leadership Committee.
You got it. Alphabet soup. You got it. Good to be on with you all this morning.
He looks
good
very presidential, too.
Yeah, he's very official.
Yes.
You know, I'm in radio land here, so it's, you know, I'm wearing the uniform of a T-shirt.
I wish I was.
I felt like I was in the principal's office again.
Yeah. But y'all are based out of D.C., right?
Unfortunately. Originally from Georgia and done a lot of work here in Alabama, so it's always good to get back. Any excuse you have to get out of Washington's a good one.
Very good. And I'd imagine it's even weirder with the pandemic right now.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, in some ways, travel is great because airplanes are half empty and there are no lines. But in other ways, it's a scary time.
It really is. And so what brings you to Alabama?
You know, we've got some fundraising we're doing down here. We've got some meetings we're doing. We got a ton of great elected officials down here. Will Ainsworth is a good member of ours. John Merrill's a great member of ours. We've got some great legislators as well. And we're just raising money to make sure that we're able to elect Republicans up and down the ballot across the country this year in 85 days from today.
Very good. Very good. And, well,